You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major Seventh. The entire crew is here, starting off with my man Longevity. How are you, sir?
The beverage. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I almost drank that like you were ordered or something.
Nice presentation. I wasn't. But I almost choked.
Good to see you as always. I see you doing double duty today. We appreciate on-site producing. Red August had to step away and do a bag, so I ain't mad at that.
For sure.
My man Jay Moore is in the building with the fresh Knicks top. Man, I see you. I ain't gonna count your pockets, though.
No, don't do that.
But I see you. It's nice.
You count his pockets every episode.
Yeah, No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
He always say he don't cop. What did you say? Retail?
No, I don't pay retail.
But isn't that still like?
It ain't count his pockets, though. I ain't blowing it out. I'm just asking.
You know, some of these are vintage pieces. I do my searches. You know, stuff that's what do they call it? Not out of print.
Okay.
But
dead stock.
Thank you. Yeah. So a lot of, you know, when you see me with certain CCM or whatever, you know, they don't even make that anymore. Yes. You can't even get it.
Fair enough. I ain't mad at that.
It's new to me.
Okay. I feel you. You do your homework. That's what's up. Yeah. Man, DJ J Diff, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
Good to see you as always, brother.
Indeed. I am here, you know.
I'm here. Well, you sound important when you said that. I am here.
I am here. Shout out to Sidney Poitier.
Oh, shout out to City 48. He's still living, ain't he?
Yes,
now he gotta be
90. No, he's still with us.
Okay.
Wish that
we
on
ain't gonna
that,
wish
man.
That
he
on...
killed somebody last week, so
did I?
Ain't no telling.
I can't
see.
It probably was something that he said he was going to the hole for, but that's his favorite thing to say.
That's his go-to.
I got a text.
I don't want to go to jail because I go to the hole.
I got a text about the hole and Smite was laughing at me for even saying the whole, like, I and you guys saying that I apply everything to movies.
Right. Denzel Washington movies specifically.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of Denzel and a lot of my analogies of, I agree.
That's who his mom was like when they used to watch movies.
Yeah. My mama is a Denzel fan.
Yeah, you'd be lying if you said she wasn't. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know nobody's mom when that's not a Denzel fan.
You're right. I'm with you when you're right. All right. I'm with you when you're right.
Yeah, Denzel's just one of the people you can't really talk bad about.
Yeah, he's like that person, like, I remember in the heat of the night, every old person watched that and was familiar with it.
Yes. The movie or the TV show?
Yes, you do, Lone. Don't do that. You know in the heat of the night.
First of all.
Who was in the heat of the night? Who was in that?
I don't even remember.
I just remember the
white guy and black guy. But all the old people knew who he was.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah, that's how I remember.
Look, let's just be honest. If you are around our age and you really know the heat of the night, is because you spent too much time at your grandmother's house because, you know, and maybe your mom's, you know, was going through some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You between that and Matlock.
Yeah. I was going to say Matlock.
Or Murder, She Wrote.
No, you know Matlock.
What about Bonanza?
Yeah,
I don't know what
your granddaddy used to watch.
Yeah,
my mama loved westerns. My mama loved westerns.
No, when and the thing is, like, you know, for a time when I was just like super duper unemployed, I'd wake up and, you know, maybe, and then I had to get rid of cable.
Yeah,
so you'd wake up, Matlock might be on, and be like, well, I don't know, I don't see how Ben Matlock is. I don't see how he's going to get this person out of this, and I'd mess around and watch that whole episode. Don't get caught up in that first 5-10 minutes of Matlock. You're going to watch, and don't let. Oh, it's a two parter. Oh, you coming back tomorrow?
Matlock is what happened when Andy Griffin grew up and moved out of Mayberry.
That's exactly what happened.
And you know, Opie got grown. He was doing his own thing. Yeah. So he became what was he, like a private investigator or something?
Well, Opie.
Nah,
Matlock.
Matlock. No,
Matlock was a lawyer / private investigator. Yeah.
He had that one. He had that one black dude that worked with him.
Yeah,
the brother. Like, this brother has been on TV for years, and we don't know who
he probably
is.
Probably was the same one that was in Heat of the Night.
Yeah, we don't. He's never.
They had like three black dudes back then.
Yeah, never comes to like none of our awards or picnics or nothing. Like,
he's been in everything.
We should find out who that brother is and invite him to more stuff.
Yeah, man, he needs to be out here.
Yeah, like, he's done a lot of good work. He's a positive character on TV.
Yeah, shout out to AB, man. All right, so
show up to something.
The Bonanza theme.
Mm. All right, man. So shout out to the chat too. We appreciate y'all. We see y'all. Let's get into first topic. You know, we usually go random with this one. Lone, you shared this, and I just saw it before I actually pulled up. the Busta Rhymes rant about he was anti-mask and people wearing masks. And I don't know if you saw it. Everybody saw it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I synced it.
You synced it. Okay, good. Synced it. I know you watched it if you said you synced it. J. Diff, I'm going to come to you first because you made an interesting point about some of his promo for ELE2. What did you think about the rant as a whole, bro? Like, what?
How did it make you feel? It's just mad, irresponsible, and stupid.
Okay.
Especially coming from somebody that just dropped an album called Extinction Level Event 2 that featured a skeleton head with a mask on. And he talked a whole lot about dropping science,
yeah,
where literally a mask is scientifically proven to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
It reduces the droplet intake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I seen a cool analogy. It was somebody that was wearing pants, and dude was like, so let's say that you're wearing pants and the other person across from you isn't wearing pants and he pees on you. You're going to get a little wet, but it's going to protect you a little bit. So you're essentially the one wearing a mask.
Excellent.
But if both of you are wearing pants and he pees on himself, you're not going to get wet.
Yeah.
So that was the analogy as far as a mask. You know, if you cough or something comes out and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, back to Busta Rhymes. It's just dumb. I mean, I don't understand how he can put himself in a position to talk about dropping science, as I stated before, and have an album cover featuring a mask. And even some of the topics that he was speaking about on his album, you would kind of think that he aligned himself with being responsible in that nature. Even if you don't necessarily agree with it, it's still something that you should practice, or at least not speak about it, especially being in your situation.
I agree with you, because if you listen to that album, it's exactly it's all the content.
Yeah.
Like, you go all the way through the whole thing for the most part. It actually sounds like he's contradicting himself. If you really listen to the album, you know what I mean?
Do you have a ghostwriter, Busta Rhymes?
No, I don't have
a ghostwriter. I'm not.
I don't know.
But nah, man, Pete Rock, slowly, it ain't slowly, it's been happening, but he turned his page from a whole bunch of dope beats and hearing hip hop stuff to
Conspiracy theories,
yeah, 100% of the time.
Teddy Riley done the same thing. And
oh, yeah, because he was like, yeah, 5G is what started the coronavirus.
Oh, my God. Stick to making that good,
New Jack Swing.
And creating successful music groups, because that's what you're good at.
Teddy, that's what we love you for, brother.
I'm not telling you to shut up and dribble, per se. But, at least speak from a place where you have facts versus opinions and conspiracies.
Long, what did you think? You posted it, reshared it. Think about Busta, man. Responsible as hell.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I guess. I'm just kind of, I think I'm at the point where I'm kind of over people like being so anti-mask for everything and anti-mask mandates for places and not wanting to get the vax and thinking
my rights.
Yeah, it's like and feeling good, like it's some sort of conspiracy to kill everybody and all this stuff. Like if you want to die, just die. Like, you know, if you don't want to wear a mask,
they think
and you're not
taking the vaccine, you're gonna die. And literally everybody you know mostly have been pumped full of vaccines their whole lives.
True. Most of us, if we ever went to elementary school.
That's why polio ain't out here kicking like it used
to. That's why diphtheria, shout out to Oregon Trail, ain't out here.
I see you. You lost some of them with that.
Yeah, my rubella ain't been acting up.
I see you. Yeah. Go ahead, Long.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, there's so many people that are just so anti just for the sake of being anti at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned straight political, and it shouldn't be. Like, if you... Like, I don't get, like, it's like the whole argument with, like, schools mandating masks and stuff like that. Like, a lot of kids can't get the vaccine that would want
it. If you're under 12.
So why is it a problem to make a kid wear a mask?
You can't breathe.
Like,
we can't see a child smile.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, like, they probably got boogers on their nose and all this stuff anyways. Like, it's like...
Most of you kids are ugly. So, honestly, they need these masks.
This mask actually did a lot of y'all some good, because I know a few people hiding behind that mask You look all right behind that mask until that mug come down. Mm-hmm. And then been the main ones that want to keep their mask off. Now, hey, you probably should keep your mask on.
After this is over, you need to keep the mask.
Yeah, some of y'all eye game is real high here, up in here, like he said. But you put a mask
Katana
down.
Wins.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
For what he's doing, I guess I just kind of, I saw it and I was just like, I wasn't even shocked at this point. It was just kind of like, why?
I thought more along the lines.
I don't want a mask. Screw a mask. And yeah. I'm just like, okay, but masks. Like, so many people just don't believe in science. I just don't know.
But else. He's dropping science, so that's what he'd be saying.
Well, he's dropping something.
Say more. How'd it make you feel, man?
I just wondered, why are you this late to being an anti-masker? Ooh. It is August 2021. Like, honestly, if you was going to be anti-masker, you should, like, this should have been part of, you could have used this as part of your rollout.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking well about said. From a marketing standpoint.
You're right.
You know, you could have made the rounds. You could have.
He could have tapped into Eminem's fan base.
I'm telling you, you could have been on you could have been on Fox. You could have been on MSNBC. Right, you could have been on CNN. You could, And people would have been like, what is this Busta Rhymes talking about? I'm thinking, I just think it was a missed opportunity for him as a part of his album rollout from last year. And I mean, is it really responsible? Yes, because look, man, I think we talked either last episode or a couple episodes. I know there are a lot of people who just don't know any doctors personally. I'm lucky enough to have some people in my life, friends who I'm close to, who I could ask questions to and like debunk the things that are being sent around as email forwards from somebody's racist grandmother. You know what I'm saying? And
that's right. What you just said is real.
There are people who don't have
their Facebook memes now.
Yeah, like, or, you know, when people say, oh, I want to do some research. Your only research is you looking on Facebook or Instagram, but people who already agree with your lifestyle or whatever choice you've already decided to make. You're not actually, if you wanted to do the research, you could do the research. The information is out there, but you, like, I don't know what's in it. You know what? You can look up what's in it. They're not hiding that from people.
You don't know what's in your Mountain Dew that you drink every day either.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh. I don't know what's in a quarter pounder with cheese. I'm hoping it's meat and cheese, but we just don't know at this
point. That mug don't expire.
Just think about it. When you give your kids Flintstone vitamins, your Flintstone vitamins are not FDA approved.
But you're giving them a little Jimmy.
And we used to chew them.
You know, all you women out here been rocking that flat tummy tea, you know, trying to get right for All-Star weekend. Yeah, you know, the FDA does. Now, any supplement that you buy from GNC, you know what I'm saying? And I take my elderberry and, you know, my garlic and all that, trying to my physical activity, you know, my diet, those things have changed, you know, taking my vitamins, you know, I'm put on an all front to keep from getting sick out here.
Yeah.
But you know what? None of those vitamins I get from GNC or anywhere else where you would buy vitamins, none of that is FDA approved. And now the vaccine is FDA approved. Now people are like, well, I don't know. Y'all trust the FDA? just say, you know, I'd rather you just be like, man,
I ain't getting it.
I'm not getting it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get it. You know, I'd rather you just be honest.
No, for sure.
Then to keep making excuses for why, or like, I'd rather somebody just say, you know what? And this is what a lot of people's reasoning is. I'm scared of needles. I don't want to get a shot.
Yeah.
I'm scared of needles. There's a lot of people. That's what it is.
That might be what it is. But if they put it in pill form, they still won't do it.
They could look.
Unless they call it a Percocet.
Like, wow.
They could look. I tell you, they could put it in Casamigos and people still wouldn't get it. So,
man, that's tough.
I mean, I know somebody that was afraid of needles. My lady was, and I went with her. You know, she made it through it.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, that's traumatic. Like, you think about if you can remember any time you might have had to get a shot or something, you know, when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's a traumatic thing, and it's a traumatic thing for parents to see, you know, their child, you know, get a shot, and they might cry behind it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
but what's worse, seeing them get the shot or seeing them
on a ventilator?
Yeah, hooked to a ventilator or have the whatever the thing contraption is they stick down their throat and open it all up. And,
you see Jesse Jackson and his wife, they're older. They both went to the hospital. Still in the hospital.
No, I mean, the thing is, if you're older and you're immune compromised, you know, you still have to be careful out here.
No.
Like, you know, I'm not around, you know, elderly people or little children. Okay, so, you know, I'm not saying that I'm not careful. Like I said, when I go to the grocery store, it's not mandated anymore, but I still wear a mask.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I don't know where everybody in the grocery store has been. That's why I didn't go, you know, like I said, unless you have a check for me, I'm not showing up.
And
that's no disrespect to anybody, but like, I'm not taking these kind of chances if I'm not getting paid.
I heard that.
So, you know, I'm still exercising a certain level of caution. And I think it's irresponsible to tell people that, no, you should just do you.
Yeah. Like the phrase that you always hear is, and he actually said it during his rant, you know, we outside. Everybody wants to say we back outside. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. And, you know, we've been through so much over the past, what, it's going year and a half, year going on 2 years, it'll be before you know it. And it's like, we outside, but I still, like, yeah. There's still, to me, there's still a vibe of caution to me. Like, I wear my mask everywhere I go. There's still a vibe of caution, even with adjustments and things that have changed. Like, to me, it's still there. It's not there for everybody. Like, all them people that was cheering and stuff when he was talking, they sound like they was good, rolling loud. Like, people was just out. But to me, I still don't feel quite like that yet. Well, you know?
Okay.
Look, the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu.
I know.
Lasted for 3 years, you know, and they had the public's actual cooperation. There weren't all these conspiracy theories going around. And you know what else they didn't have? Interstate air travel.
Yeah.
Oh,
so they also had to we're going to really be living with this for at least another year and a half,
hear
2 years.
Said, they also had to read books.
Yeah, they had to read whatever they wanted to know out of books. So.
Well, you know, and also there wasn't this resentment against smart people. Yeah. There's a, like, this is the thing
or the
about
people that actually know what's going on.
This is the
on.
Thing about America. There is a resentment in the United States of America. We think that scientists and doctors are trying to ruin our fun. That's how a lot of people move.
Scientists and doctors are liberals.
Yeah, and so
like, libtards.
So here they are. Libtards. So I'm gonna own the libs by by instead of listening to someone who was in school for 12 years, I'm gonna listen to somebody whose favorite movie is The Dukes of Hazzard.
Long preaching, right? You preaching,
and
right
not the series, but the movie.
Yeah, like literally, like own it on Blu-ray. Like, man, we just gonna sit down as a family and watch The Dukes of Hazzard.
Go ahead, Long.
Well, that's really kind of what it is. A lot of times, I'm not to jump to political spectrum, but a lot of conservative argument points are less around like facts and information, not always, but a lot of times the main point is to own the liberals. And so whatever they can say to own the liberals, it's like, yeah, but I owned you. But it's like, it's so silly because the vaccine and the mask thing isn't a political thing.
We've been preaching that the whole time this has been going on, that it shouldn't be political, and it's very ignorant for people to make it political.
But
I'm not trying to see people out here on Instagram voicing their opinion like that and then making another post a couple weeks down the line with in the arms of an angel playing asking for my language to pray for them because they're sick,
right?
And please help me I'm a weather this storm and help me get by this because you was out here stupid willy-nilly.
Well, that's true.
He's raw, right, dog though. In the air,
he's right, yeah, though.
But no, I mean, that's the thing.
No, he's right, though.
No, because I've seen it. People are like, yeah, I'm not wearing a mask, and then it's like, please pray for my father who died from COVID. And I'm like,
man,
he was out here telling people not to wear a mask, you know, but like he caught it and now y'all want prayer. Yes. Not that people are not worthy of prayer. I'm just saying the saddest part about what's going on right now is there are people who get on TV and say 2 + 2 = 4. And there's someone who'll come on and be like, nope, 2 + 2 = 22. And it was like, well, why would you say that? Because I heard 4 was gay. And that's what that's where we are in America right now.
Hey, man.
It really is. Like, it's a lot of stupid, like anything that can be politicized right now is, especially from the right, stuff that shouldn't be just because certain viewpoints are typically on like a left leaning or the
and people, are based in science
based,
and fact
based in, you know, like even like climate change, like why are we still discussing this?
Yeah,
like it's a thing, it's happening.
It's literally been in our textbook since we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Like Earth Day didn't used to be political.
Nah.
And it shouldn't be.
It was something everybody had a nice kumbaya about, and green shirts with a little recycling triangle on it.
You know, put cans in a separate bin. That was just us trying to do right. And now it's like, stop ruining our fun.
Hey, Lone, actually, low key, I give him credit. He made me pay. You probably don't realize. You made me pay attention to the concept of climate change. Like I heard you talk about it so much, and I'm like, I started to watch certain things and not do meme research, but like actually, you know, pay attention to certain stuff. And I'm like, a lot of stuff Lone was talking about, that mug is really like, it's there. Like I give you peace for that. Like you definitely put me on game to that one.
So. Look, for all my comic book heads, we're literally living on Krypton right now. And Jor-El gets on TV in some shape or form every day and says, hey, we'd like the planet not to blow up. And people are like, man, get out of here with that. We trying to enjoy ourselves. We trying to go to this concert.
It's real.
Neil before Zod.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Unfortunately, it's real.
All right, man. Let's go. Let's go ahead and get into our next topic. So Kendrick Lamar, we've talked about him time now from a standpoint of when is it going to come out, what's the next move, where's he at, like I you know, we've had these conversations, and he finally released I guess a press release basically saying
notepad on Instagram,
I don't know what's what anymore, saying that he's working on finishing up his last album with TDE, and that he's got some, I'm paraphrasing here, but he's got some, you know, other plans and goals that he wants to get out. And Top Dog replied and was like, we're excited about this last album, and you know, we wish him luck in everything that he's doing, and you know, he's pillar in TDE, obviously. So it was dope to see both of them, nothing messy, I haven't seen messy or crazy come from it, but I was a little taken back when I saw that, because I didn't see him, I've always thought he'd be associated with TDE in some form.
I think he still will be, though.
And he probably will, but I'm talking about just being on the roster and flag guy. I've always looked at him as that. I'm not mad at him trying to expand his portfolio. Don't get it twisted. That's not what I'm saying. But what do y'all think of the ramifications of that will be for TDE? Because TDE, I've always said they consistently are a nice roster. They put out most consistent product as a unit. Has Kendrick weighed heavier than the rest of the crew, and do you think this will hurt them, or will they still be able to?
Yeah, he's the,
you know what I mean?
He's, like you said, he's carrying the flag. So of course, in that nature, yeah, essentially he's passing the torch to somebody else. But the thing about TDE is they're in, their whole roster is filled with actual artists. So they'll be okay as far as that's concerned. It's just weird to see them without Kendrick.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see what his next step is, because he didn't say he was going to be done with music. He just said this would be his last album with TDE. So who knows? He might be having his own label. He might have signed a deal with Roc Nation or something. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah. I feel like it's, I don't think this ends the relationship with TDE by any means. And even, was it Punch that wrote back, or was it Top Dog? Somebody replied.
Top Dog,
I think,
replied.
It was Top Dog.
Just, you know, like wishing him the best and saying something along the lines of, this is what I would want all of the artists on TDE to eventually, you know, be able to do. I think it's just Kendrick, like, being able to come into his own and create his own thing out of it. I think if he still wants to work with all the same people, he probably will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think this is like a self-empowerment move, which I think is great. As far as TDE is concerned, I think they will do fine, depending on how they move, you know, because before Kendrick, it wasn't, you know, I saw this argument today about the kings of the blog era or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And people typically say Cole, Kendrick, and
Drake,
but Drake was really he was part of it, but it was like pre-prime blog era.
You say Crit then?
I would say Crit. Yeah. I would say Crit.
I think you should include Drake.
Problem is like Drake was already big by the time blogs were already like a thing. Like, well, not necessarily. He definitely came up in the early
more mainstream
blog.
Mainstream looks.
He came up in the blog era, but it was like pre 2010 when he was getting.
You know, when you're already on a song with Lil Wayne. It's in heavy rotation.
See,
But he was already established at that point, is what I was saying. Like,
I don't look at, like, Drake doesn't, when I think Drake, nothing mixtape comes to my mind with him. Like, yeah. Other than
comeback season.
Yeah, like, it's not like with Crit, I'm like, man, he had Crit, 8 or 9 mixtapes. It's crazy.
To me, Crit makes more sense because Crit was spawned in the blog era.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
In the same way that Kendrick really was, in the same way that Cole was. Drake was already kind of around, but it was pre-blog era when blogs were, don't get me wrong, there were blogs around at that time.
But not like that.
But it wasn't like the prime, I guess is what it was.
He caught fire a little earlier.
Yep. Yeah.
Than they did, but he kind of started at the same time.
No, I agree. But anyways, my point was, what was my point?
Oh. We're talking about.
Yeah. So Kendrick. Kendrick was, before Kendrick was who Kendrick was, he wasn't like just the only artist on TDE that was like popping. Mm-hmm. I mean,
J-Rock was first. If but, you wanna be 100.
Ab Soul was pretty hot too around that time period, if you remember. And Schoolboy Q was dropping stuff as well. So when you think
Habits and Contradictions is cold.
Talk to him.
So Schoolboy, but J-Rock was obviously the original flagship artist.
Yep.
But then it was Kendrick and Schoolboy and Ab Soul. Those three really, I feel like I'm getting somebody, but those three from TD really had the potential to take that King Crown spot, if you will.
Yeah.
I feel like Kendrick just took it.
Mm-hmm.
But Schoolboy's still really dope. Ab Soul is still dope. You know, like Isaiah Rashad, you know, SZA, like they're all good. Like the Sir, you know, like they're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm curious to see like how they move
moving forward,
afterwards. Yeah. You know, like and how often they collaborate with each other and stuff like that. But to me, this is most likely just a business related thing than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. He spent so much time with them. I get a family sense from them. Like I don't see it, like you said, I don't see anything really negative.
I mean, think about it this way too, as an artist, right? I'm friends with a lot of artists,
right?
That I'm really cool with, that I've never made music with before,
right?
And you would think that if you're really cool with an artist, that of course you're going to get in the studio and make stuff with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't. You just hang out and you do stuff, you know.
Yeah. If it happens, it happens.
So you know.
Yeah, this isn't a Death Row moment. When Snoop left Death Row, the ship pretty much sunk.
Yeah,
there was nobody that to carry that flag or torch because you don't have Dre. And you don't have Snoop.
And Pac is gone.
Yeah. Yep. And without Snoop, that automatically eliminates Daz and Corrupt because those are his homeboys. So they were scrambling trying to find people to fill the void.
Hmm.
Whereas TDE, they're pretty much sailing regardless. I mean, they can go on tour as a collective, but the tickets may not be as much anymore because Kendrick's not coming.
But it'll still be a successful show.
Well,
I agree with that.
But I think even more so, I think that whole mindset of like the whole label aspect, I feel like labels have they're just not as important as what they once were. Like when we talk about Aftermath, you know, and Death Row, it was different. Like nowadays, even though they're labels are just kind of like a thing that kind of is there. But labels are kind of irrelevant. Like they don't.
Yeah, nobody cares who's on Def Jam.
Oh,
like, I don't even know who's on Def Jam.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even feel.
I mean, maybe Dreamville a little bit, and maybe TDE. Like I'll give you that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, outside of that.
But we don't look at them like we used to look at. I don't look at TDE like Def Jam was like bigger than life.
Yeah.
TDE is like it's just a dope underground label. That's how it feels. But they just got a hell of a roster and they make good music.
I hope they replace Kendrick with somebody that we don't know that's really good. That's what I hope. Because
like
they have the potential to, and they have the resources to take somebody who's really, really talented and give them the opportunity to thrive.
Yeah.
And not, so I think it's a great thing. I hope Kendrick does the same thing with whatever he's doing.
I'm with that. Jay Moore, what you think about the future, man, for TDE and Kendrick either?
I think TDE will be just fine. SZA is a star. Schoolboy Q is a star. J-Rock is a star. You know, the thing is, when you make the comparisons to Death Row, you know, Daz and Corrupt were stars, but they weren't they didn't already have their foundation established. Mm-mm. You know, they had the first Dog Pound album, and then it wasn't that long after that that Tupac came along and all the resources went to Tupac. Mm-hmm. Well, then Tupac died, and you know, or was killed rather. And then it was like, oh yeah, we got these other artists. Maybe we should put something into them. And then Suge goes to jail.
Yep.
Snoop, you know, he puts out an album that doesn't, you know, since they hadn't really putting the resources into him, and Dre's gone, you know, then all of a sudden Snoop's second album in it, you know, and, you know, then all now they're like, oh, maybe we should put out that Rage album. Like everything was an afterthought.
Yeah.
Because it was like Suge's mentality was like, I don't need anybody but Tupac.
Yep.
You know,
we gonna milk, you
know,
everything.
But I don't think that's what Top Dog has, how he's been running. Like he feels like everybody on his squad can run point, you know, because I'm telling you, like, it's going to be a problem when, you know, from the snippets that, you know, I've heard, it's going to be a problem when SZA comes back out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I'd really enjoy a Schoolboy album.
As much as I love Snow Allegra and her, like, you know, people are waiting on SZA to come back. So it's going to be, and plus to have that component on the R&B side is very, very important.
Sir, man.
Yeah,
sir. Is a beast.
As far as Kendrick, you know, one of the things that, like, and it's kind of crazy because we talked about Lauryn Hill last week and how, like, basically, mm-hmm. you know, she would just, and I in a way, I can put Kendrick and Lauryn Hill in the same category, but not, because they love, like, the thing is, Kendrick, you know,
wait,
I think he enjoys the adulation.
But he's put out way more.
No, I mean, this is where I'm going. He enjoys the adulation. He enjoys the love he gets, but he doesn't need it. See, that was the thing with Lauryn. Like, she probably, you know, she didn't need it.
Mm. Now, Lauryn was going through something else.
But at the same time, she didn't need it. And she felt like she didn't even need to make art.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Kendrick is driven by creating timeless art.
No, I think with Lauryn, her marriage is kind of what turned her into a different animal, so to speak.
I think it was her marriage and the fact that it came out, like, because at first we're thinking she's this genius who you know, who produced this whole album. Then when it came out in a lawsuit that she didn't produce the whole album,
yeah, right. Robert Glasper actually had some
he went off. Oh, yeah.
Some input,
so,
on that album.
You know, I think that's part of it, you know.
He went off.
But, you know, I feel like there are certain, you know, and you can say, you know, if you're gonna go into the middle, like somebody like D'Angelo, you know, someone who I think enjoys creating dope art, but doesn't particularly enjoy the game of having to,
you can tell by
that, actually releasing it. It's kind of like,
yeah,
if we're saying that, it's kind of like Bill Withers as well.
I feel like
Bill Withers dropped classic albums and then decided I'm just gonna record stuff and listen to it myself.
Yeah. True. I feel like D'Angelo, Kendrick, like, there's probably, Lauryn Hill probably never stopped recording music, she just won't play it for us. You know, Kendrick.
I can see
Kendrick
sitting on a lot of records.
Kendrick, it probably has two or three albums worth of stuff. You know, hopefully he doesn't wind up being like Detox or Chinese Democracy. But, you know, he probably, you know, because he's somebody who probably enjoys creating art. You know, but just the whole going on promo runs and having to talk to program directors.
It's not for everybody.
And, you know, it is a dueling task. You know, like, and he's in a position, much like Lauryn Hill, to where it's like, I've made enough money. I've done, like, that's where the comparison is, where I've made enough money to where I don't feel like I want to create art and give it to the people, but I don't want to play this game anymore with y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at his face on the cover of Damn.
Yeah,
because that kind of sums up the whole past 5 years.
Because it's a soul sucking experience.
How it's almost like
everybody's not
thinking
built
how
for
he
it.
Felt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I think the same thing is with Three Stacks falls into that. I just don't think he likes, you know, what comes with it. Y'all saw the interview. We talked about it.
Yeah, he said it.
He just, yeah. It's just not for everybody. You know, Damn was, what, 2017? So.
But, at the same time, Kendrick also gave us, like, album.
Yeah, that's where, because, like, if he, like, the same way I feel about Outkast, you know, I'd love another Outkast album, but I'm so appreciative of what they've given us.
Yeah.
That, you know, if Andre doesn't want to do this anymore, thank you for what you've already done.
Right.
He's got, you know, if Kendrick doesn't want to do this anymore and he's got only got one more in him, thank you for what you've already done.
Yeah. Yeah. And I need to look at it. I need to remove myself in the, it's hard to sometimes remove the fandom, because what you said is right. Like, instead of forcing these people to come out and maybe rush product, you know, and put something out just for the sake of putting it out and for the sake of people wanting it, and then it be subpar, like, just take, appreciate what we got, even if it is one more, and just rock with it. Like, that's a good way to look at it. I don't think about it as much as I should like that. Like, it's cool to say that. Like, thank you for what you've done, and we just gonna rock with the old stuff and be done with it. So, yeah, I'm not mad at that. I wish him well. I can't wait to hear what he drops next. And I'm definitely looking forward to it.
His track record speaks volumes, no pun intended.
Facts. So I have no doubt that it's going to be a quality product. It's like Outkast. What's the direction?
Yep.
All right. Lone, I can actually ask you now.
Partners? All right, let's do it.
Can we shout the partners out?
Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indie CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. Sun King Brewery is what we're drinking on every episode. Check out their many local locations, and they might just be selling in your city if you're not in Indianapolis. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Yep.
We back, y'all. Thanks.
I just wrote a little something.
I like it, though. Mm-hmm. I like it, though.
I like it.
Trying to give our partners their shine.
Yes, we appreciate the partners as always. We always. All right, let's get into this next topic. So Kanye and Drake. Come on, man. You're too old for that.
I mean,
Kanye and
Major
Drake.
Major 7th is always on shenanigans. Not for at those all. That don't actually see the show and listen, he's always on some extra type activity. Just know that.
Did he move all those cans right now?
Yeah, he just put all the cans over here.
I like your calm demeanor, though, because normally you get aggressive.
No, I really don't. You're just sensitive.
So Kanye and Drake. they've been in the news, and I think at this point they're playing chicken, which is kind of corny to me. I don't want to drop. No, I'm going to wait till he drops. And Drake was on a record. I don't listen to Trippie Redd, but I had to just to reference it.
Isn't like his whole new project have like a production sound of the same sounds? Did you listen to it at all?
I ran the snippet to hear the what's
was it kind of video gamey?
Who's which one?
A little bit. You're talking about the Betrayal.
It's actually an old album. He just re-released it with the extra track.
Everybody just does a deluxe.
I don't listen to Trippie Redd
at all. I wouldn't have known. Idea. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have known at all.
Yeah.
You can call me what you want on that one, but I don't care if I listen to.
We understand.
I don't care.
I wish we had that. But the Betrayal joint with Drake came out. I'm trying to read the bar where he says, because Terry, didn't you say you had to listen to it a couple of times to make sure?
I ran that mug at least. And it's crazy because I was like, why am I poisoning my brain for five times in a row? Just trying to understand how potent this so-called lyric is, or a little line, a few bars that were aimed at Ye.
I got the
to quote get him here. To be so sensitive.
Yeah, and I listened to it. I ran it back. All right, let me see if I missed something. Let me run it back again.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, with MP3s in my car, I can't rewind them, so I had to listen to the whole. Dang it! Oh, I got to listen to this Trippie Redd verse again. Too. Sorry, let me run it back again. All right, so that's what he said. All right, let me listen to it again.
The
let me make sure I'm
podcast.
Not tripping. Yeah, make sure I'm not tripping. This really wasn't nothing. I listened to it again. I'm like, this is really whack. Like, is this what we're building mountains out of now?
No, he said that I have the quote. So it says, all these fools all these fools I'm beefing that I barely know, 45, 44, let it go. And then it says, Ye ain't changing expletive for me. It's set in stone.
That's reference to
obviously the like, album coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That would have been my response if I was Ye. Okay.
Kanye, right. There was a there was a
extra chat, energy.
A lot of extra energy. There was a chat screenshot where he was talking about he's dealt with nerds like him before, and mm-hmm. you don't want to do this.
Doesn't even make any sense.
And then it doesn't in this context.
But he put his address out for people to see where he lives. And I'm like, how old are we here? Like
high school.
45, like, this 44.
Yo, this is so corny, man. Like, what are we doing here? Like, is this where we are?
Did you see Drake's response where he was just like laughing at it?
He was listening to a Young Money song and just laughing. But it's still the whole, come on, man. These people have to know that whatever they put out, it doesn't matter if you post and delete or not.
Too late.
As soon as it pops up on somebody's timeline, they're going to screenshot it immediately because of who you are.
Yep.
And it's going to make his rounds. True. So all that extra cat fighting type stuff is whack. If you really going to do something, do like Jay and Nas did. Jay and Nas, there was no games being played. No, it was like, okay.
Song?
You got something to say? I got something to say. I'm going to start my album off like this, and the next song is going to be about you.
Yeah.
How about that? And I'm putting this album out. It's going to be a very good album, too. Mm-hmm. They followed it up like that. Like, they both released some of their best work behind them beefing with each other.
So is this, go ahead, Lone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, in my opinion, in all this, you know, everybody loves to say Drake is so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Drake isn't being sensitive here. This is Kanye being extra sensitive.
Is. Agreed.
This is Kanye being what Drake normally is. So
he seems like he's bothered.
But realistically,
extremely bothered by
Kanye
Drake.
Has always been this way. So.
Yeah, he has.
My thing is, dog, like
he got triggered by South Park episode.
He's smart though. Here's why he's smart, because he's milking.
Smart is such a relative term.
Just like
he said, he's a genius.
Yeah, just like when we talked about the word genius last week.
Fine,
yeah.
I get
self-proclaimed genius.
Genius, yeah. Okay.
He's smart in regards to the movie.
I'm a black man. Did you know that?
Hey, if you decide you want to identify as a black man,
the way things are going now, yeah, you might as well go ahead and do
that.
It
might be possible.
Yeah, you'll mess around and be at the family reunion, and everybody be like, who's that?
But he said it.
Hey, I'm actually white.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But what I'm saying is, the moving it around to the stadiums and stuff, like, he's eating off that. That part, to me, that's smart from him from a marketing standpoint, to just keep milking it. Now, I'm not paying or fighting to get tickets to go in and do an listing session.
We know, Mike.
We know you're not paying.
I'm not doing it. But
if somebody sent you some tickets, I bet you'd be on the next thing smoking in Chicago.
I'd venture to say I'd give it to you before I would go. And that's me keeping it in the butt, because I know
you would definitely have to be like, I got two. You trying to roll?
No. And then
I wouldn't be that.
Let them give you a ticket for some of them $50 chicken fingers. You'd go
all about it. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Let you have your choice of dipping sauces.
Don't you sit up here and tell them runny kinds of the people.
We
know you too well.
You making it sound like I'd be on 10. I would not be on 10 if somebody gave me two tickets,
man. If good music,
you see these rental car
if
prices?
Good music was like, hey, Major 7,
yeah, come on,
we got some tickets
through.
He'd be like, man, here's on his Instagram. So I got these two tickets to Kanye stuff, but I gave it to my friend Jay Div.
I ain't gonna believe this.
He's the first person I call because I know
chicken fingers and caramel popcorn.
I can't afford that, man. I'm cool. But I did see this, though. I saw a screenshot of
you can just bring food in.
Somebody building a
that's
set.
That's what I would do.
They're
building his childhood home.
Mass fire. Yeah. I love that. I think that's dope.
I think he might be done with the mask, too. He made a post where he dropped the mask on the ground.
Oh, okay. Well, the house frame being built for the stadium, doing the show in Chicago, I think that's fire. Like, I love that. But all the rest of this stuff is corny to me. Jay Moore, what you think, man? Has this happened in hip-hop before, and am I just being old, or is it just weird? Because I'm confused.
Look, man, I'm old. I come from an era where there would be violence, real violence involved. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Not this. This is a whole this whole back and forth is so gluten free.
I just
wheat thinned in a mug.
Yeah, I hate
like the Common and Ice Cube stuff was a lot more serious.
Look, straight up, Minister Farrakhan had to get involved, be like, all right, y'all got to chill.
100%.
Mac 10 and Fat Joe.
Game
and 50 Cent was shooting at each other.
Yeah, there were stabbings and police reports.
Jadakiss and Beans.
It got ugly.
Yeah, it got real stupid.
And now it's like, here's where he lives in Calabasas.
send him flowers.
I
want to
go take some pictures in front of his house.
I hate this so much. And I, you know, like, and the thing is, me and Kanye are like, maybe we're separated by like maybe 3 or 4 months. I was like, come on, fam. Like, you are too old to be even be engaged in this type of foolishness.
Yeah.
Like, you have too much money and
too many kids.
Exactly. You got fam. You got kids.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, man. I just I hate this whole like.
I hate that it always has to be about Drake and Kanye having diss records against each other.
There's no diss.
I wish there were at least diss
record though.
I wish there were actual diss records with some followed up with some violence. No, I don't mean that. I'm just kidding. But this is, I mean, like I said, I'm from another era to where, like, because if they saw each other, they'd probably dap it up and hug. You know, like, there was a time where you had to had to keep certain rappers away from each other. You couldn't have people on the bill together.
What is going
to
be, Terry?
It would be the Michael Jackson I'm Bad video in real life.
Wow.
And this is not a shot at Michael Jackson I'm Bad, because that video actually gave me life. My guy moving on them skates so smooth and so.
Oh yeah,
talk to him.
But that's what the altercation would be like. The Michael Jackson Bad video. It would be a whole lot of dancing and spinning around.
Let me show you.
All kind of
You do.
Show you how tough I am. I'm gonna show you how tough.
They out here
I'll
doing,
show you what the hot.
They
nail
out
is.
Here doing top notch dance steps in Adidas jackets.
He said you're doing.
And
wrong.
Then somebody turn around and walk away. Who's Wesley Snipes in this situation?
Man, who is Wesley?
Look. Neither of them. They both
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they both.
Cut that out, man. Cut that out.
Chris. Okay.
Let's cut that out because, you know, we.
Somebody said it's vegan beef.
Man.
Why is that so free?
This is straight up. This is the impossible
Whopper. Impossible
hey,
beef.
You stupid, because I've had some of that. It's actually.
So Fritas is good at
I'm not going to say where it's from.
Yeah. I almost did.
It's a nice supplement, though.
That's why I said what I said.
Yeah.
Shout out to that, though.
Shout out to 252 episodes.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like.
This is weird to me, man. Like, this is corny. Like,
yeah, whatever this,
out,
whatever this is, let's just. Both of y'all, I know you don't listen, but just stop.
Cut
man, it out,
the, man. The PM Don KRS-One beef was harder than this.
Yeah.
Way, yeah. Like,
KRS-One pushed him off the stage. That's one of my favorite hip hop stories ever. He was like, yo, this is not hip hop. Got there and started doing South Bronx. You know? Get off the stage, fam.
Hey, man.
While he was up there doing Set Adrift of Memory
it's
Bliss.
My time.
Hey, don't do that.
KRS-One,
South Bronx. South Bronx. Yeah, it was real. It was real. You had to worry about seeing people. Like now, everybody got entourages and fashion experts with them, and they got to make sure there's bottled water involved. No.
And then an AR is ready to prepare the statement if you mess up too bad.
Mm-mm.
Not the AR, the PR.
Yeah, I was about to say the AR.
Not the AR.
That's our era.
Yeah.
PR, not AR, definitely.
So A&R is about to sign them both.
Straight up. You say A&R to certain cats, it means something altogether different.
Hey, let's be clear, though, just for the record, though. Let's be clear before we get to the last topic.
Claro.
PM Don is cold, though. Let's just put that out there.
They had some good songs.
Yeah. But when the teacher showed up.
Yeah, the teacher did show up.
They had some good songs. And they were featured on arguably one of the best soundtracks of all time.
Thank you. I was just about to get to that. Lone, you love that soundtrack?
No. But what I will say is, did you guys hear, Rand, I know this is a complete sidebar. Did you guys hear, did you know K-Slade put out another song with 110 rappers on
yes.
it?
Yes.
No, I didn't know
I
that.
Missed that. He did another
one. No, but I was just like,
and
I
the beat is
did
horrible.
You get the call? Are you on that one?
No.
You might as well with some of the names I've seen.
110 rappers.
110
I figured
rappers.
You'd make the cut at least.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't even know it came out.
You could have done a 16. I'm guessing you could have done a 16.
But they letting people do fours. You can't do no 16 on 100.
You right, because that'd be 45 minutes.
I could do a hot eight.
Were there a lot of notable names?
Oh, yeah. Like, it started with Sheik and Styles and... Ghost was on there twice, once as Pretty Tony and once as Ghostface.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded about right.
It was funny. He wore a mask the one time.
It's a video for it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How long is the song?
40 minutes.
Yeah. See, man, I ain't got enough time.
And the beat sucks.
It don't change?
Yeah. No.
No.
Well, the beat last time wasn't
last
that
time
amazing.
Was trash. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was par. It wasn't trash.
I don't want to say trash, but let's just say that it wasn't good.
It's not something I want to listen to for 40 minutes
straight. It's not something I want to listen to for 3 minutes, but I'd listen to it.
Why do they pick such bad production for these joints, man?
I don't know why. Here's my thing. Why doesn't the beat change?
Exactly. That's why I asked, first thing I asked, why did it change?
If you're going to do a song that's like supposed to be representative of like hip hop culture and rapping and all this stuff,
yeah,
why wouldn't you also showcase like some producers? And granted,
yeah, they at least did that on like the same gang and everything.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Same gang. Drake killed that.
Let me.
Self-Destruction changed a little bit.
Yep.
Go ahead. Don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot more involved when you add different beats and stuff, and but you can find a bunch of beats at the same tempo and blend that stuff. You got, you know, you can get some DJs involved too. You know, you could. Granted, it's 110 songs and all the video looks, it's high quality. It's, I think it's dope because of all the people they have. I mean, they have like Coke LaRock on it, Melly Mel taking his shirt off again. And like,
no, he loved taking his shirt off.
He loves taking his shirt off. But Redman's on it.
Like an ashy action figure.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I didn't say that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Locksmith. But yeah, 110 MCs. But most of them are pretty, pretty good. Mm. You know, so Chuck D's verse was kind of weird. But that's probably why they put him at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's,
I mean, they put him at the end of
he's a legend,
Self-Destruction. He killed that.
Yeah. I don't know if that he was killed his era. This one. Go listen to that one. Okay. It was kind of like, even on beat.
It might not have been
on beat. Well, Chuck D has a
Chuck D
a
was like, I'm Chuck D.
flow anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Chuck D. I'm on this song. Listen to me. I'm great.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Exactly. You know, so I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Nah, man.
But anyway, sorry.
Back no, you all right. You know, that's fine. But... y'all crazy, man.
back to that Sofritas.
Yeah, shout out to that. Hey, that stuff is they get the job done. But no, they corny for this, man. Cut all this out. Just drop the project, man. Drake, to me, Drake is younger. Obviously, he's in his like at his apex at this point. And I'm like, it shouldn't matter what anybody does for Drake. Drake should be able to drop whenever he want to. It's going to shut the internet down.
Yeah. He's,
to me, I look at him like a pop star. Look, like, it doesn't matter to me.
It really doesn't. Like, at this point, I actually kind of respect Drake for the simple fact that he doesn't get all in his emotions when people diss him. Like,
yeah.
So many rappers are so quick to call Drake sensitive, but are so sensitive about stuff.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being sensitive, whatever. But if you're going to call Drake that or stuff like that.
He's been labeled that.
And Drake is just like, whatever, man. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I mean, he's in a position like, where he can't lose.
That's what I'm saying.
He can't lose.
Can't
and
lose.
Even Ye saying, I'll bury you type.
Calm
I mean,
down.
You don't really believe
Come
that.
Come on, man. He don't believe that.
Ye don't even believe that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I appreciate the confidence, but you don't believe that.
Was he going to bury him?
Drake is
somewhere
is
in Calabasas.
Don't do that. Yeah,
this is
maybe
not
Wyoming.
This is not a T.I. Little Flip moment or a 50 Cent Ja Rule moment.
Drake is Teflon.
This is a Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus moment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just put the product out, man. Like, that's the word.
Yeah, quit with the subliminals and the text. Like, we really don't care nothing about that.
Nas came and snuck his album in. Like, he cool on all what y'all talking about. He snuck his album in and went and sat down somewhere.
Y'all been seeing what Hit-Boy's been saying on Instagram? He's taking subtle shots at Kanye about having these elaborate listening sessions and stuff. Every once in a while, you'll see Hit-Boy post something that says, we're not about, and I'm paraphrasing, we're not about all the theatrics and all the bells and whistles and all that.
That's because Nas had a rollout that was about theatrics with good music.
Yeah, and he's like, it was just me and homie in the studio. We made dope music, and we put it out for y'all to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Hit Boy's in there, you know, taking people's samples,
yeah,
you know, chopping them up, you know, not giving credit.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to the homies.
Doing all that good stuff that he does.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, and I don't follow him, but I saw that. I stopped following after
I don't.
Sample gate, but
you know, you only need like one time to hear that somebody is doing some weird stuff like that.
Yeah,
but once you hear it again and again and again, it's like, oh,
and it hit and then home. You don't address and it hit it. Home though. Like, it hit home on this one.
I mean, obviously we're emotionally connected to it, so
yeah, like
a little bit more.
That's biased. It's biased. Yeah, I can admit it. But nah, man, just put the product out at this point, man. Both legendary artists,
quit
like
playing around.
Playing around, like, just put it out. And Drake is going to kill with
Stop
this
stalling
album.
Me.
Like, I already know
what movie is that from.
Say it again.
Come on, stop stalling me.
I don't know.
I can't say the other part because
Glory?
Who's
the actor?
No, everything is not in Glory.
Come on, nah,
is it Bones? The Bone Collector?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
It was Samuel L. Jackson in Coming to America when he was Robbie McDowell's.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
He said, please put the weapon down or I will have to thrash you.
Thrash.
With a broomstick. Yeah.
and they're ordering gravy and biscuits.
Definitely weren't ordering gravy and biscuits at McDowell's.
All right, man. So let's get into this last topic. We got a little time before we get out of here. I remember where we clocked in at. Boosie and the Breakfast Club. Daymore, I know you saw it. Terry kind of, don't do that. Terry, I kind of filled you alone in on the happenings, if you will. And Jay Moore, I'm going to come to you first because people, what I'm seeing on, you know, just social media, Boosie standing his ground and having the right to based
on me down.
How he wants to, you know, parent his children and all that. And I respect that. I don't have kids, so I'm not going to tell you how to raise your children. But I just felt like, in my personal opinion, I felt like they kind of cornered him. And I thought Charlamagne was being very corny. That was my take. I thought he was being very trollish and corny.
When is Charlamagne not being trollish and corny?
Jerry, he was super weird in this one, though. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to make it.
With Charlamagne, but yeah.
He was trying to put words in Boosie's mouth that he didn't say. I didn't appreciate
Are
that.
Are you sure?
He's a radio personality.
Yeah, but that's still whack, though. I mean, he's a radio personality, yeah. But that's still corny to me.
And he came up under the umbrella of what's her girl's name?
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. You know, she's super trash.
She a whole fool. Yeah, you're right about that. But Jay Moore, what did you think about that, man? Like, the way the interview, like, Boosie has two movies that's about that dropped before the end of this year. Boosie Bash is about to come up, and I barely heard about that. Everything was about him, comments that he said. So what'd you think when you saw the interview? I watched the whole thing.
The thing is, when there was a point where I'm like, did you really want to interview Boosie and find out what he wanted to say, or did you just want to bring him up here to change his mind?
Thank you.
So, you know, and this is not about disagreeing or agreeing with anything that Boosie said, but when I listened to the underlying things about when he was trying to express his point, is like, hey, you know what? This is what is going to go on in my house. Just because it goes on in my house, and this is how I'm going to talk to my children about what it is that they see, it doesn't have to go on in your house. And they kept making it seem like, oh, you know, you're being somehow homophobic. And he said, that's not who I am. Like, the gay people that I actually have interactions with, we have a good relationship. Y'all keep trying to talk to me about these people I don't even know. So it got to a point where, you know, and I know, because everyone wants to, everyone needs someone to jump on and say, we don't like him. We don't, and right now it's the baby. And after the, you know, like I said, everyone moves on from week to week. And now it's Boosie. But when
Boosie's fan base will not be affected by
no, this. Not at all. But like, when I looked at it, I was like, in a way, it got to a point where I actually felt a level of empathy for Boosie because he was trying to explain himself.
I felt.
And does he do it the best? Is Boosie the most articulate individual? No. But like, when you really listen to what he said, he's like, look, this is just how I'm going to raise my kids. I'm not telling you what to do with your kids. I'm not, you know, trying to wish anything actually bad on Lil Nas X. I just don't want my kids to see that. And you know what? I don't have children, but you know what? I'll just be honest. If I did have kids and say they were of a certain age, we're not watching the BET Awards at all. Okay, we're not, because I don't want to say, we're not, I'll go and I'll say, okay, I'll DVR it or get it online, and, you know, I know enough about video editing. We'll chop it down and we'll watch it as a family of things, because I don't want them seeing this. I don't want them seeing the City Girls either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want them seeing, I don't know if even Meg was there. Like, I didn't watch it.
Ain't no,
like,
busting open going, yeah, on.
So I was like, you know, so I understand why Boosie says, this is not what I want my kids to see.
And he's, now, his emphasis was on his,
on
children.
His children.
That's why I respect
that. You know, and not even that, you know, not, but I you know, there, we can't, I don't think there's a, you know, and it kept talking about an agenda. I don't know if there's a full on agenda, but I do know, and this is where we're going to get into a little trouble. So let's get into it.
We got 4 minutes.
We got 4 minutes. All right. I'm going to be quick.
Quick trouble.
We'll talk about it in the post show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This is why you should tune in live.
Yeah. Yes. I do see some things, like when specifically with Black creators, where I do see almost in every story, you know, they decide we got to put a gay character here.
Him downstairs.
Yeah. And I think part of it is because there's always been this stigma that there is a level, especially coming from the Black church, you know, of of homophobia that comes from the black community. So it's almost like our black creatives go so far out of their way to make sure, hey, we got a black character that is also a part of the queer community. And then we,
it's all about the inclusion.
Yeah. And I have no problem with inclusion, but sometimes I'm like, that doesn't even make sense from a storytelling standpoint for you to include this particular character. Are you just doing it because you feel like, okay, this is what's going to be fly, and I want to be, do you really want to be inclusive, or are you pandering to this particular community?
Sure. I want Terry to get in here real quick, because I know we're running short. You made a comment earlier before we came on as to both sides. You were talking about, you know, how you approached what Boosie was talking about, but the flip side to it. Do you remember?
Yeah, the thing about that is when you're doing that, because I mean, I agree with him as far as raising your kids a certain way and not wanting them to see stuff. You know, my mom didn't like me watching Married with Children or The Simpsons.
Oh,
and those
mine neither.
These are regular TV shows.
Yeah.
So fast forward to nowadays, I mean, everything is wide open. You got YouTube. Everybody's watching YouTube. The only thing about that is when you're doing that, you have to weigh it on both sides of the coin. So if you don't want to see, if you want to teach them, you don't want to see two dudes, you don't want to see two girls either, because they usually make two girls more appealing, mm-hmm. and give that a pass. And I mean, as a man, I mean, that's mannish, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? For lack of better terms. But if you're raising children, you have to be able to explain to them that both ways, if that's how you're going to raise them, you don't agree with. And that's not saying that you're telling them to demonize anybody that's raised up that way or ends up like that. But if you're setting a standard, it has to be set on both sides of the coin.
A lot of you grew up watching The Cosby Show and A Different World, and you're not in your kids' lives, and you didn't go to college. So these television shows only have so much influence on how you actually going to live your life. So I'll just leave it at that.
Lone, I know we're short for time, but I'm sure you'll we'll go ahead and get into the post show.
Yeah, I'll talk about it in the post show.
Yes.
So this is a good choice. Twitch.tv/duoldheads yes. every Tuesday at 9 p.m. if you're listening or you're watching. Yeah. So yeah, I have some things to say about potentially the fact that Boosie can say that, but do his kids watch what Boosie does?
That's, oh, well, yeah,
there we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there we go. Post.